I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hindu extremists in India's Jharkhand state recently attacked, beat, and threatened 8 believers who refused to recant their faith. David Curry of Open Doors USA says that, unfortunately, this isn't unusual for Indian Christians. What's more, India's government is unlikely to take action.
Since Prime Minister Modi and his political party, which has a very nationalistic, extremist Hindu agenda, since they took over several years ago, you've seen a sharp rise in the persecution of Christians.
That spike has landed India in the number 10 spot in Open Doors World Watch List, a ranking of countries with the worst persecution of Christians. Please keep praying for Indian churches where abuse and persecution are commonplace, and consider contacting your government representative to help make India's Christians heard. And a will needs a way for Cuban believers, and Farms International is providing a chance for a better life. 8 years ago, Cubans were unable to get the loans needed to build businesses and improve their communities. Today, Bill Wingenroth says zero-interest loans through farms have helped churches grow and provide others with food and jobs.
We've started business after business after business, and it's been a very successful program in Cuba. Farms International has just been an answer to my prayer for the Cuban people.
Wingenroth asks the broader church to financially support Farms International. He also asks believers to pray Farms loans will have maximum impact. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. And this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to help advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. You can help when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.